All right, so get this. We're diving into the world of luxury home renovations in Panama. Think like sleek, modern kitchens, bathrooms, closets, you name it. And get this, it's all handcrafted right there in Panama.
And what's really interesting here is that the company we're looking at, PPI, Pan Pacific Interiors, they're not some big corporation, you know. It's a family-owned business, started in Canada, actually. And they decided to set up shop in Panama back in 2014.
2014. Okay, so I mean, starting a business is never easy, but 2014 in Panama, that must have come with a whole other set of like hurdles, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, their company history even mentions almost a year of just grappling with power issues and equipment problems just to get up and running. Which, I mean, talk about tenacity, right?
And now, fast forward, it sounds like they've got offices, a showroom, like they really cover some ground in Panama.
Yeah, they've expanded quite a bit. By 2018, they were working all over Chiriquí Province, Bocas del Toro, even down to Coronado and Pedasi. So that tells us they're not afraid of a challenge, clearly. And they're doing something right to, you know, have that reach.
For sure. And they even survived 2020. Well, m more than survived. They opened up a whole interactive showroom during the pandemic. Talk about like making lemonade.
Yeah, and that showroom is a statement. It's strategically placed right on the Pan American Highway. Prime real estate. And you can tell they're serious about giving clients that immersive experience. You know, you can see the cabinets, you can feel the countertops, you can really picture the whole package.
And they didn't stop there, right? It's sinks, faucets, appliances. It's like a one-stop shop.
Oh, yeah.
But let's talk about like what they actually do. What makes their work stand out?
Well, two things really jumped out at me. First, their commitment to technology. They were early adopters of computerized manufacturing. They're constantly upgrading their equipment. In fact, just this year, they installed a new press machine.
Hold on, a press machine like for newspapers?
Not quite. This is high-tech equipment specifically for cabinetry. And they are the first in Panama to have it, which means that they can offer designs and styles that other companies just can't match.
That's impressive. All right, so what was the second thing that stood out to you?
Their dedication to customer experience. They have a dedicated production manager whose sole focus is quality control. Plus, they're expanding their production facilities again, which tells me that they're serious about meeting demand without sacrificing quality.
So we've got a company with a proven track record, a commitment to innovation, and a focus on quality. What's the catch? There's got to be a catch.
The catch, if you can call it that, is that PPI is positioned in the luxury market. Their website emphasizes custom designs, high-end materials. This level of craftsmanship and service comes at a price.
You get what you pay for, but here's something to consider. They started small, battled through those early challenges, and now they're leading the pack in Panama. What does that say about their work ethic, their adaptability, their commitment to their clients? That's something I'd want in a company building my dream home.
Couldn't agree more. Totally. I mean, they offer design consultations, right? So that's always a good starting point. Just to get a feel for like their style, their process, you know, see if it meshes well with you.
It's like a first date, but for your dream home renovation. You sit down, you bounce some ideas around, you see if the creative juices are flowing.
And speaking of creative juices, what if, okay, stay with me here. What if you walk into that showroom surrounded by all that luxury and you throw them a curveball?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this. So we're talking about those what-if moments. What if you challenge them to apply their skills to something completely unexpected, like beyond the kitchen, beyond the bathroom, something that's like uniquely you, your passions, your interests?
What about like a home library that would make like those grand libraries of Europe like jealous? Florida, it's still in the ceiling bookshelves, maybe one of those rolling ladders, like a hidden reading nook behind a secret door.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Or like a home theater, but not just like a home theater that's like a private screening room, like plush velvet seating, state-of-the-art sound system.
The possibilities, they're pretty much endless. You know, they could do like a climate-controlled wine cellar with a tasting area or a custom-designed art studio, you know, flooded with natural light.
And that's the beauty of working with a company like this, right? They've got the skills, the technology, the artistry to really take like even your most ambitious idea and turn it into something real.
It's all about creating a space that's uniquely you, a reflection of your personality, your passions. And here's something interesting. Nowhere on their website do they explicitly say, we only do kitchens, bathrooms, and closets.
That's a really good point.
Right.
I mean, they've obviously carved out like this niche for themselves in the luxury market, but like their portfolio, their history suggests a willingness to kind of push boundaries.
Think about it. Early adopters of computerized manufacturing opened a cutting-edge showroom during a global pandemic.
Right.
These are not people who are afraid of a challenge.
No. And they've been operating in Panama for, what, almost a decade now? They've seen it all. I bet they've probably done it all. Imagine the stories, the challenges, the projects.
And that's something to keep in mind when you're, you know, looking at their work.
Okay.
Don't just focus on the kitchens and bathrooms.
Yeah.
As impressive as they are.
Yeah.
Look for those little clues, you know,
right.
Like those hints of that underlying versatility, that willingness to really push those boundaries.
So like as you're browsing their website, as you're visiting their showroom.
Yeah.
Put on your creative thinking caps, everyone. Really let your imagination run wild. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to kind of like throw out those curveballs. You might be surprised.
Absolutely. They might just be the perfect partners in crime for your next big adventure.
Now, before we get too carried away, dreaming up our fantasy homes, let's rewind for just a sec.
Okay.
Back to those early challenges that they faced, like back in 2014.
Yeah.
Their company history mentions that it took them almost a year just to like get their equipment up and running.
That's, I mean, talk about perseverance.
Yeah.
You know, belief in your vision. You come up against those kinds of obstacles right out of the gate.
Right.
That says a lot.
Yeah. And then boom, 2015, they're officially open for business.
There you go.
And they didn't waste any time making a name for themselves either. 2016, they participate in the David International Fair.
Yeah. Big deal. A big, big deal for, you know, for any company in that industry, but especially so early on.
Yeah.
You know, it really shows their ambition and their, commitment to, you know, really establishing themselves.
Yeah. And they weren't just focused on kind of like expanding their physical presence. They were making those strategic investments in technology as well.
Yes.
That same year, they added a computerized edge banding machine to their workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like we talked about earlier, super important for achieving that really seamless high-end look.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about those details.
Yeah.
And clearly, you know, PPI gets it.
And they were just getting started. 2017 rolls around. They implement all these new procedures and systems to, like, really streamline their operations, boost their efficiency.
Yeah, because organization is key, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're growing like that.
Right.
They were getting ready.
Yeah.
And it paid off because, I mean,
talk about a growth spurt.
By 2018, they are everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're talking Chiriqui Province, Boca Chica, Bocas del Toro, Coronado, Padasi. I mean, they're quickly becoming like the company
Rah.
For luxury interior design
yeah.
throughout Panama.
So they had a plan.
They did.
And they executed it.
It did.
And then 2020 happens.
Oh, boy. The year that threw everybody for a loop.
Yeah, the year the world stood still.
Yeah.
So how did they weather that storm?
Right.
Did they just like batten down the hatches and ride it out? Or did they find a way to like adapt, evolve, and like actually thrive?
Well, while other businesses were, you know, just trying to survive,
yeah.
PPI saw an opportunity.
Okay.
They used that downtime to put the finishing touches on their brand new interactive showroom.
Talk about, I mean,
right.
talk about turning a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
Not only did they manage to open during a pandemic, but they, you know, they put that showroom right on the Pan-American Highway.
Right.
Maximum visibility.
Smart.
Easy access for clients to come in and really experience, you know, what they're all about.
Yeah. And it paid off.
It did.
That new showroom, it was a hit.
Yeah.
And it gave them the space to expand their offerings even further.
Right.
They added sinks, faucets, window blinds, appliances.
Wow. One-stop shop. They really did become like if you're looking to, you know, elevate your Panama home,
yeah.
they've got you covered.
They saw a gap in the market and they went for it, you know.
Yeah.
And again, you know, back to that entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
The adaptability.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's not forget.
Yeah.
At their core, this is a family owned business.
That's true.
That's got to count for something, right?
It does. I think that personal touch, it really comes through in everything they do.
Yeah.
The dedication to quality. That customer-centric approach,
right.
It all stems from that, you know, family-first philosophy.
It's about building relationships, not just, like, checking things off a list, right? And that, to me, is, like, one of the most compelling things about their story.
It's a good reminder that even in a world that's dominated by these, you know, big corporations,
yeah.
there's still a place for businesses that value, you know, craftsmanship, integrity,
yeah.
that personal touch.
100%. So to wrap things up, whether you're ready to like dive headfirst into that dream kitchen renovation
yeah.
or you're just looking for a little bit of inspiration for your Panama home,
right.
I highly recommend checking out PPI's work.
Yeah.
Explore their portfolio, dig into their company history. Who knows?
Yeah.
It might just spark an idea for your own Panama adventure.
And hey, if you do happen to have some wild idea for a, you know, a custom built library with a hidden passageway.
Yes.
Or a home theater that's going to, you know, put those Hollywood screening rooms to shame. Don't be afraid to reach out to them.
Right.
You just might be surprised at what they can do.
That's right. Remember, this is a company that embraces challenges, They push boundaries.
They do.
So dream big and let PPI help you bring those dreams to life in your own little slice of paradise.